Vinny, before we look ahead to the game, can you just give us your thoughts on the changes to the FA Cup? No replays from the first round onwards, the final to be played on the penultimate weekend of the season as well.
I haven't given it much thought, if I'm honest, but look, I can see where the need is coming from in terms of the load and the games for the top teams. And I can see as well that it's a little bit sometimes against tradition and the needs of the smaller teams, but I haven't given it much thought, and we'll just deal with whatever's presented.
How much thought can you give to planning for the future at the moment? We spoke to Charlie earlier. Obviously, he's out of contract in the summer. There's a few others, like Sir J-Rod, Josh Brownhill, Goodmanson. I think you've got an option of a further year on him, but yeah. Jack Cork as well. So has there been any decisions, or is there anything happening as regards talks with those players?
Yeah, Josh Brownhill is not out of contract. So that one doesn't need to have too much thought. And I mean, you know, all these things, I think we're all professionals. We know at this moment in time, we have to focus on the next games, and what we do in the next games can impact all of our careers still. So I think everybody's been really professional in focusing on just that. We've never had any doubts or questions about performance. And yeah, with some players, we've had conversations already, but the main thing is that we're fully locked into the games we have to play at the moment.
And I suppose you see that in the performances you've had. You lost just one of the last six, of course, the draws at Chelsea, West Ham, the victory over Brentford, the draw against Wolves as well. What do you feel you've shown in that time as a group?
Progress. But the truth is, for as much as we've been in games for a long, long time now this season, it was a concern at the start of the season where for the first 10, 12 games, it was too often that teams could really pull away from us. And we had to change a few things, adapted a few things. And then from that moment onwards, we've been nearly in every game. And we had a couple of off days, but that happens to every team. It looks like we were closer to results recently, though. But it's still, for us, it's still the same thing of rewarding our performances. They've been good, but we could have had a lot more points.
In particular, I suppose, if you look at the last two games and the goals conceded, that I'd imagine there's a frustration that you haven't taken more points from those games against Brighton, against Everton as well.
Yeah, but the frustration subsidizes for something that gives you energy as well. So, of course, on the day it's annoying. It's a tough one to take because, you know, a lot of good work kind of disappears in a moment. But then at the same time, you know, we've shown so many positive things, and you know, we've come a long way to be that team. So a result is never far away if you can focus on what's ahead.
Obviously, it's disappointing for Arrow in particular, particularly after his performance, looking back at the Brentford game, for instance. But at the same time, what position does it put you in now, Vinny? Do you have a big decision to make as regards bringing James Trafford back, given the mistakes that Arrow's made in the last couple of weeks?
No, it's not a difficult position at all. I've had this type of season with my players where I've had to back them, because otherwise you end up with, you know, no players left on the pitch, and you have to back them, and you have to support them, because, you know, it's not an issue of talent. A lot of the players that we have shown in moments that they're really good players, but the consistency of it is something that you can't force that. It comes with time, and so the same with Arrow, the same with Traffs, the same with so many players in our team. It's the nature of the season we're in. We can either give up, or you support them and you back them and you get the rewards at some point for it. And that's what we've done this season with many players.
I know you don't usually give selection away, but does that mean that Arrow continues in goal this weekend?
There are a lot of managers who do that.
But obviously, I've got to ask the obvious question there.
Yeah, so I've got to answer the obvious answer then.
Which is?
No, I mean, in this case, it's an easy one. It's the last thing I need is any discussion about this. We've supported Trust when he made mistakes, and Arrow's the same. So who plays doesn't really matter that much, but I can understand in that position that clarity can help at times.
Obviously, the challenge, I'd imagine, is to, at the very least, take the battle to stay in the division down to the last game of the season. How difficult a task is that when after this game against Sheffield United, you've got Manchester United, Newcastle and Spurs to come before that final game against Forest?
Yeah, but I don't think we need to focus too much on the size of the opponent we're playing against. That's not necessarily been the issue. Of course, you've got the usual suspect at the top of the league, you know, where if you play Arsenal, City, Liverpool in the last four games, yes, of course, but in all the other games, that's not really been the games. You know, we've been to Spurs in the cup, it was a good game. We've played United this year, it was a good game. We've been to St. James's Park, it was a good game. So, of course, you need to win them, which is a big difference, and that's not easy. But for us to start looking at these games as anything different, I think focus on Sheffield now, and then we'll build up our confidence towards each game we play, no matter who it is.
The obvious question with regard to Sheffield United then is it a must-win?
It's been a must-win for a while for us now, but I guess you know, you get down to the wire, and we're not the only team in the league with must-win games, and it's a must-win for both teams, of course.
How different are they to the team that you beat 5-0 earlier this season?
I don't know. I just hope we've improved again. I just hope that on the day they've had a change of manager, of course, and so there are differences there. But you know, at the same time, we talk about must win, but from our side, I don't think we have anything to lose. You know, we've been written off about 15 games ago, so we're still there, we're still fighting. We've just got to show the same energy as in the last games. Football's not always just being a better team, you know, it's just that ball landing inside the post or outside the post at times. And so you've got to force your own luck, and for that you have to have a certain amount of belief. For us, we know we should have just no fear and just attack the game and try our best. And on the day, hopefully the luck will be a little bit more on our side.
One final thing for me, Vinny, just to sidetrack you again. Just wonder what you make of the fact that not one English side has made the semi-finals of the Champions League. And obviously, I take it you probably saw how Man City went.
But you don't help yourself, because you give me already the inclination that you're sidetracking this, and I'm fully locked into Sheffield United. So I'll worry about the Champions League when it's my time to worry about the Champions League. Right now, just Sheffield.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Vinny. You said a moment ago about the performances obviously being consistent throughout the season, but in recent weeks, it's been the results that you've managed to get. Has there been a particular aspect that you think has meant that you've managed to get those results now, and the performances have led to the points?
No, I mean, the biggest thing for us is that we're still nowhere near getting the results that we think we could get. And there's an element as well of, you know, just the game in the end is decided in the final third, and you know, it's been on a knife edge though, which is where you want the games to be, and that gives us a chance to actually look forward to the next games. But between now and the start of the season, of course, we had three valuable additions in the winter. That helps as well. We recovered a few players, not all, but a few players. And it's been fine margins for a while now. It's the nature of the league as well. It just shows, like, one thing's for sure is when we don't perform, we have no chance. But if you perform, you have a chance, but still then you need to be clinical. And that's the nature of the league.
I wonder as well if you've seen development in the individual players, not just obviously in their performance levels, but also their mental approach to games and how they manage to operate at this level as well, the ones who have been new to the Premier League. Is that also maybe why you've seen more of the results come towards the end of the season, or how do you see that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's the biggest element for you to adapt and improve to this league is to play the games. So as you've gone and done 30 plus games in the league, there is a natural adaptation to understanding the speed at which you have to operate and what's happening on a football pitch at this level. The other side of it is as well, because some of the young players have got that natural growth still in them. And we've definitely witnessed that, but you don't get the chance to really look back at, look where they were 10 months ago and look where they are now, because we're in the middle of it. So as much as we've made progress, the biggest amount of progress we can still make is is finishing games off when we have a chance to. And Sheffield is a different game again. It's going to have that little bit of a cup final feeling to it, and we should embrace that as well.
What sort of a challenge does Sheffield United pose your team this weekend?
Well, they've always been a tough team to play. I mean, we've played them a lot of the times, obviously in the Championship, facing them this year. But the biggest thing is, you know, we're all in the Premier League for a reason, and that means it's a good team. That means they have players who can be the difference. A lot of these players were the difference as well in the season before that we remember. In the end, I'm pretty sure that this game is going to be about, you know, I mean, I want to approach it how we've approached our last games. No fear. Like, we can consider the strengths of every opponent, the other teams you've mentioned as well that we have to face. But there's no place for fear or doubt or anything like this. We're we're going there to play our hearts out and run our socks off.
How's the squad looking for this game? Have you got any of the injured lads back? Have you lost anyone else this week?
Hopefully, we shouldn't have too much change from last game.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi there. You mentioned early on in the season the jump between the Championship and the Premier League is possibly the biggest, widest, in most difficult in world football.
Absolutely.
And the current bottom three as it stands are the ones that came up. Is there an easy fix to that? Is there an easy way to redress that balance?
I don't know. It's a good question, but it's probably one for another time. But it's a fair question. You know, it depends. I think going up for us had a lot of similarities with maybe teams who haven't been up for a long time. The reason being, what I'm saying is, if you go down with a strong squad and you come up with a strong squad, it's a different proposition than we went down with no squad because everyone left. Some of the players that were good for us, they are good for other teams now, like your Dwight McNeils, your Tarkovskis, you know, Nick Pope, they're good players for other teams. But, you know, we went down with rebuilding a complete squad with nearly no Premier League experience. So when you come up, it's actually almost the same as coming up the first time in a weird way. And for teams that come up the first time, I'm not sure if there's an easy fix other than giving it a good go. I'm not complaining because it's the opportunity we all want. So grateful to have this opportunity. You know, it could be a locked league in America and you never have this opportunity. We have the opportunity. But I think it's different. You know, you see teams like Fulham that went down, back up, and then eventually you build that robustness in your squad by working for a longer time. The biggest thing to solve is the spend you have to make to buy Premier League experience together with athleticism and technical and tactical ability, all of that in one player, and to then say, okay, we're going to attract that player and roll it out. That's not an easy fix. So then you're left with your own little things, like Luton have got their own advantages. We try and build our own advantages and that helps you.
Whichever division you're in next season, how important will it be to keep the core of this squad together?
Yeah, let's have this discussion a little bit later. The biggest thing for me is this team, if you were to draw a line and restart the league somewhat, you know, nearly almost this calendar year, I would say, you know, I think this team is on the way to actually becoming a hopefully an interesting proposition for this league. But amongst that, we're running out of games, so it has to happen in the next six games now.
And we saw the decision to scrap FA Cup replays. It looks like it's geared towards the bigger teams at the top end of the Premier League. Is that gap between the top six and the rest of the pyramid just keep widening now?
The question about the FA Cup, I like I said, I can see it from both sides. One is the match load on players, the other one is the revenue for the smaller clubs. So I can see it from both sides. I feel absolutely comfortable not diving in two-footing this issue myself. So, but I can see it from both sides. The other one about the gap in between the rest of the league and the top six, I think if you talk about the gap between the Premier League and the Championship, I would agree, and the lower divisions. But if you look at the Premier League, when I joined the Premier League, there was a top three who became a top four. And since then, it's five and six, and you know, you're nearly at seven now because teams like Newcastle and are joining that race. So I'd certainly say that there's more teams adding to that top of the league. But yeah, the teams at the very top, they've got years of playing together as well. They've got top managers. They've got they've had the resources as well for years. So you don't catch that up within a year because you say you want to do that, you know.
I do have a question on Sheffield United. The 5-0 win over them in December felt like it could have been a turning point in the season. Has it been a disappointment you weren't able to string a number of victories together after that result?
The biggest thing for me is with this season, the amount of times at the end of the season, game we've sat in the staff room with the manager and looked at ourselves and say, "How did we not come away with a win or points?" That's been the season for us. And you can pin it down to some key moments in each game, but it's not like the Sheffield United game wasn't a turning point for us. We had a lot of positive performances since, but that result side of things is what we're still chasing. And so, look, we can look back as much as we want, but it's about the five games that are ahead in front of us. And I'll take any next game as a potential turning point. I have no issues looking at it that way.
Yeah, and finally, just a win puts you 3 points within safety. So has that message been just to keep going, keep your heads up?
Yeah, but they're all hypotheticals, right? I mean, you know, it takes into account the fact that the other teams must be losing points. I know there's Forest against Everton, but, you know, it takes into account that all of them lose points the way we want it. It takes into account as well the fact that I can pretty much imagine that Sheffield are saying the same thing because they still have a game in hand. So I think we're all putting forward every argument to get the team going for the game. You know, for us, it's not been too difficult to get the team motivated. And like I said, we have a no-fear approach. So whatever the game brings, we're up for it, and we'll be up for it until the end of the season.
Thanks, Shane, for the pass the parcel back down when the music stops in Radio Lancashire.
Thank you. As far as the situation for both teams is concerned, because obviously you're in a very similar situation as you've touched on, league table-wise. What does that mean for the game? You've already kind of said, you know, they've been must-wins for some time. How do you stop it becoming nervous and tight and difficult compared to open and both teams going for it because you need to win?
I think this game could be either the game of fear or it could be the game of no fear. From our side, our approach is no fear. We go for it and we've had good performances this season, bad performances this season, but you know, our goal is to take the game how we think the game should be approached. You know, it's a privilege for us to be in this league, to be able to showcase also the good things of our team at this level. It's brought us closer to results anyway, doing that, and we hope on the day it's going to be something we can achieve.
How do you remove that fear factor in a one-off situation? Do you insulate the players from the consequences? Do you not talk about what it might mean?
No, nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. We, I mean, what are the consequences? Yeah, I mean, okay. I understand what the consequences are, but it's not like we're, you know, the worst thing that can have is not sending us into abyss. It's not like we don't know the league. Right, it's not like we haven't been in the Championship. So as a club, so why have fear of anything? Just play and try and be in the Premier League. That's the goal, and think of only that objective. The rest, you know, it's the type of club that has dealt with that kind of reality for almost as long as the club exists. Right, so.
How valuable would a clean sheet be at this point, given you've scored in five of your last six games?
Yeah, we've defended well as well. I'm not going to reiterate why we've conceded. I'd like a win. That's what I'm more conscious about.
How do you feel about the draws then? Because obviously you've drawn a lot of games recently as well. Some of them you will probably have felt, maybe most of them, you'll have felt you could have won the game.
Yeah.
Is there then a sense of disappointment about taking a point, particularly given there's not many games left?
Yeah, look, we need to win, so we're really not going for draws now. But it's tough to get results in the Premier League. So even draws, they're hard fought. They're draws that could have quite often also be games that we won, but it's also games you can lose. That's the nature of the league. Again, I repeat it. The main thing for me is, at some point you just need to leave it behind you. What's ahead? 5 games. I've heard every calculation and permutation that gives us a chance or that writes us off. Good. But Saturday, that's the one that matters.
And is there a risk and reward element to that? If you are drawing the game, is it worth risking losing it to try and win it?
I think for both teams on the day, it I don't see how a draw is good for any team, if I'm completely objective. I mean, you can ask Mr. Wilder the same question, but I can't imagine that he's got written down. I think if it was to be a draw on a Saturday, I think it's in other places that they'll be happy about the results.
And just last season, going to Bramall Lane, how much of a watershed was that in the season as it ultimately turned out to be?
No, it was an important moment for us. It was a good moment. You know, you never say it on the day, but I think we ended up losing 3 games that season. That was one of them. But at times, you know, it was better to lose it that way than to lose it where you think you've had a good game and then it hides other stuff. We got exposed on the day on something we really needed to solve that we got away with because our team was good in other areas. And we did solve it after that, and we improved in becoming one of the better teams in exactly what we got exposed on that day. So that was an important day. So I wouldn't wish it away. And in fact, I was looking back at the season, I was quite grateful for that moment.
Sorry for all the questions on the game. I can ask you something entirely random if you'd like.
No, game. I thought I was here for a game preview, but...
Thanks, Dan. Matt, let's go to you.
Hi, Vinny. Just on last season, 2 of your players from last season had good weeks. Ian Matson scoring a Champions League quarterfinal, Nathan Teller winning the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
Does that give you a sense of pride seeing that moment for them?
I think yes, but not just myself. The teammates from them, the coaching staff, I'm sure they will have got a lot of messages from us. And because they were part of such a very special year at Burnley Football Club, in my mind anyway, we're all associated to Burnley for a very long time now. There's nothing that can change that. So, you know, Madsen can go on and do really well for Dortmund and Chelsea and every other club. I still have that image of him in a Burnley kit, same for Nathan Teller, and we feel that by them doing well, we feel just very proud of having been a very, very small part of their journeys.
Can I ask you sort of an update on the guys that have been out for a while now, 3 players in particular, start with Jordan Bayer? How's he sort of getting on at the moment?
Jordan and Amin, I think with 5 games left, I think it's fair to assume that it's unlikely that we'll see them again this season. And their recoveries, I mean, other than if there's a miracle, but their recoveries will be more geared towards having them 100% fit for next season.
And Luca Lusha as well. How's he getting on?
Luca's doing well, yeah.
Could we see him this season?
Potentially.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Just lastly for this section with PM Media, quick one with Ian.
Just a quick one, Vinny. I just wanted to ask about Maxim Estevez. He's had some really good performances the last few weeks. How impressed have you been as a young player coming into the league midway through? How quickly he's settled?
Well, I mean, the performances we've had as a team, it's no coincidence, right? It's part of people like him coming in. And then it's always, I have a little bit this Crystal Palace and away and Arsenal at home moment where I'm like, you always get that little honeymoon period, then you get that little dip, and that dip can last for more than 2 games, and the amount of progress they've made in a a very short amount of time that's really helped us, whether it's Asignol or Maxim Estève and Fofana. So yeah, they show great potential and they're already able to compete at Premier League level, and hopefully they will have the right to continue to play at this level.
Yeah, and as young players, what's their ceiling, do you think?
It's difficult to say. I mean, he is only 21, right? So that's really young. And the games he's played, they were not nothing. Like he was good at Anfield. He was good. Look, it's too difficult to make like a really clear statement. But I know he has the attitude that he needs to have to continue, you know, at this level at least, and progress in this league as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.